Thank you and good afternoon. With the 2015 legislative session in its final weeks, steps to further regulation on electronic cigarettes, smoke in the workplace, as well as raising the legal purchasing age to 21 and creating new tobacco taxes have gained support from the Senate Health Committee. The legislation was first introduced by Senator Mark Leno, and it would set up statewide rules for e-cigarettes in a similar way that tobacco cigarettes are currently being governed, which includes making sure that products are labeled accurately, as well as making sure it's not marketed to children. A new separate measure that could be in the works that is not yet in print would also impose a $2 per pack tax hike on cigarettes. On Wednesday, the Arcata Fire District began their volunteer firefighting recruitment campaign. Also called the Join Our Team campaign, the fire district will be reaching out to the community using various methods such as blue banners, recruitment decals on fire engines, and social media. The campaign will culminate with a public information meeting scheduled for the night of August 27th at the Arcata Community Center. If you are 18 years of age or older and are interested in applying, applications will be available at that meeting or on the Arcata Fire District's website. Humboldt State will participate in concussion studies. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt State University will participate in a nationwide study conducted by the NCAA and the United States Defense Department into the long-term effects that concussions have on student athletes. HSU's North Coast Concussion Program will receive $240,000 for their comprehensive study that will focus on student athletes over a three-year period. Concussion detection protocols, baseline concussion tests, and post-injury monitoring for 6 months on approximately 400 HSU student athletes from all sports will be performed as part of that study.
Thank you, Dan. In wildfire news, the Humboldt complex of fires that have burned nearly 4,900 acres near Alder Point in Blocksburg has been fully contained by CAL FIRE personnel. However, they now have shifted their focus to containing the Horse Fire, which was ignited Tuesday evening. That wildfire has burned over 250 acres along Saddle Mountain, 6 miles northeast of Shelter Cove, and containment remains at 5%. The California Highway Patrol has teamed up with lifelong scout Tyler Ronnie in helping residents properly dispose of their old American flags. Through September 4th, the CHP Humboldt Area Office in Arcata will be one of three drop-off sites for the public to drop off their old flags along with a brief history of their flag. Then on September 5th, Ronnie will hold a flag retirement ceremony at the Pearson Park in McKinleyville, which will be open to the public. The Humboldt County Department of Public Works will begin replacing the Salt River Bridge on Waddington Road next week. The replacement project will include using a new box culvert made of concrete to replace the narrow and unsound bridge to improve safety for motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. While the project is underway, Waddington Road will be closed down through November, and Public Works recommends using Pleasant Point or Coffee Creek Road as alternate routes. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck was on this morning's talk shop, and as you would expect, education was the topic of discussion as the start of the new academic year is inching closer. Van Fleck mentioned that taking tests such as the CST and the California High School Exit Exam are a thing of the past. Schools can develop their own local control and accountability plan, and Van Fleck mentioned a new form of testing for Eureka City schools.
And so what the new accountability is we're moving to what's called the CASP. And that's a new online testing that tests grades 3 through 8 and grade 11. So no longer are freshmen and sophomores tested in high school. The accountability of the testing is not the same as what it once was. So this whole era of high-stakes testing is really going by the wayside.
Van Fleck went on to say that education is cyclical, and they have gone back to teaching in the classroom without those testing methods.
And it's interesting how the pendulum swings in education because the CSTs, that testing phase really started in the early 2000s and lasted about 12, 13 years. We have this new LCAP piece coming in, and we'll see how long that lasts as well. It's very cyclical in education, but we've really gone back to this whole idea of learning in the classroom without the high-stakes testing to go with it.
Van Fleck said that the face of education in the state is changing, and the focus has shifted to match the new state standards. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.